This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
All right, so if the school-aged children in your life seemed a little crankier than usual today, it may be because they saw this news item. Today, school districts in five states, Colorado, Connecticut, Massachusetts, New York, and Tennessee, said they're going to lengthen both the school day and the school year. Despite what the kids might think, it's not about punishment. It's about opportunity. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer gets us going.
Kids may groan when their parents hire a tutor or drag them to music lessons, but some educators say that extra learning gives them a leg up on students who can't afford after-school extras. So today, school and government officials, nonprofits, and the Ford Foundation announced that almost 20,000 students will spend more time in school starting next fall. Luis Ubinas is president of the Ford Foundation.
The question we have is, can we give all children the opportunity that our most affluent kids have?
To answer that question, the Ford Foundation and the National Center on Time and Learning have signed up dozens of public schools for a pilot program. They can opt for a longer school day or year. Randy Weingarten heads the American Federation of Teachers Union. She's backing the program cautiously.
What we need to do is to think about it as a better day, as opposed to a longer day or more of the same.
More of the same being constant drills to prepare for standardized tests, what educators call drill and kill.
It kills the brain cells.
Pedro Noguera teaches at NYU's education school.
Kids get bored to death in school, and they're sitting still too long. They're not actively involved in learning.
Noguera says there need to be clear guidelines so kids get extra classes in art or music and more time at recess so they can concentrate during their extra hours at school and catch up with the kids who have private tutors. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.